In the last two decades, the Sultan had a major victory by infiltrating our lives with immorality, bringing the indecency and the obscenity and the filth of pornography into our homes. And many years ago, I think it was probably 12 years ago, where I received a letter from a young man who was a good yeshiva student, and he said, "I'm caught in this trap of pornography. I've tried every way to get out of it, including psychotherapy, and I'm trapped." And he ends his letter by saying, "You're hearing the last gasp of a dying soul." And 12 years ago, I had nothing to offer him. But then a few years later, something came upon the Jewish scene which has not been adequately appreciated. And that is, a group of young people have gotten together and have said, "Use the fight fire with fire. Fight the evil of the internet with a positive teaching of the internet. Teach people how to guard their eyes, how to guard their souls, how to guard their bodies, how to avoid abusing the body that Hashem gave them." And so we now have a wonderful program called Guard Your Eyes. And I am personally aware of hundreds of people, young men and young women, and older men and older women, who have been saved by Guard Your Eyes. And again, there is no immunity. As the rabbi mentioned in his introduction, we're going to have some information about Guard Your Eyes. Guard Your Eyes, as far as I'm concerned, is the only effective method that we've had for stopping people from being slaves to an addiction which is breaking their lives, ruining families, and ruining children. So I'm going to turn it over now to Guard Your Eyes staff.
Hi, my name is Ellie. On Guard Your Eyes, I'm known by my username, Hopeful.